As noted earlier, among the witnesses at the panel today, the former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark. He's the author of a book published this week that's harshly critical of the Bush administration for failing to do more against al-Qaeda before the attacks. Vice President Cheney has said that Mr. Clark was, quote, not in the loop on many terrorism discussions. And friends of the administration say that the timing of the book's release represents opportunism. Day Today's Mike Pesca looked into questions surrounding the timing of the book's publication.
Stockbrokers and vaudevillians will tell you it's all in the timing. As of Scott McClellan's press briefing on Monday, the White House spokesman is saying it too.
You know, why all of a sudden, if he had all these grave concerns, did he not raise these sooner? This is 1.5 years after he left the administration. And now all of a sudden, he's raising these grave concerns that he claims he had.
Richard Clark, in an interview with Terry Gross for NPR's Fresh Air, said that he would have had the book out sooner, but for foot dragging on the part of the White House.
I turned this book into the White House last year, because as a former White House official, they have to review it for security content. They took 3 months to go through it and get back to me. This book could have been out last year. It's their choice that's coming out now, not mine.
Martha Levin, the publisher of the Free Press, which released Against All Enemies, says that as soon as the White House cleared it, she brought the book to market more quickly than any nonfiction title she's ever worked on.
We were literally still in galleys a month ago. This is the fastest that you can possibly produce a book.
When Clark's assertion that the book's release was held up by the White House was put to Scott McClellan yesterday, he did not back off his claim, but cited as evidence a report that Against All Enemies was originally set to be published next month.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that his publisher put out that it would come out at the end of April. There's a normal review process you go through in a situation like this that involves discussing information that's potentially classified for national security reasons. It went through the normal review process.
But he says that normal review process ended up delaying the publication
of
the book.
Terry, he could release this book at any time. It's very clear that he chose to release it at a time. No, Bill, he chose to release it at a time when he could maximize coverage for promoting and selling his book, and he chose to release it at a time. He chose to release it at a time when he could influence the political discourse.
What may look like curious timing to a political observer is an obvious commercial decision in the eyes of someone in the book business, says Karen Holt, who covers book selling for Publishers Weekly.
The same things that give it a big political impact are what is giving it a big sales impact.
And the impact has already been felt. Against All Enemies was expected to do well with an initial print run of 300,000 copies. But according to its publisher, it's already gone back to press for an additional 100,000 copies. The political tally won't be evident for a few months. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.